Good morning, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya Sultan from Emirates NBD CIO Fixed Income Desk. A modest overnight trading session in the US with indices broadly posting gains while European indices painting a mixed picture as the markets wait for the UK to make its next Brexit move. This morning, Asia opening on a back foot as investors wait for FOMC cues while US Treasuries unchanged at 2.6%. Eurobonds by Turkey led the outperformance among their EM peer groups, strengthening 3.3 bips to 6.82% on the 10-year maturities. WTI and Brent are higher at 59.10 and 67.64 as OPEC and its partners committed to continuing production cuts until at least June, when they will meet to discuss an extension. Rothschild Company and Goldman Sachs Group are advising Commerzbank AG on its merger talks with Deutsche Bank. A transaction could create Europe's fourth largest bank by assets and help lower costs and funding expenses. Commerzbank and Deutsche Bank have a combined market value of about 25 billion euros, comparatively small because of the long slide in their shares. The housing market index for March provided by the National Association of Home Builders was unchanged at 62, slightly lower than market expectations. Meanwhile, on the new issuance fronts, Bank Rakyat from Indonesia, which is rated BAA2 by Moody's, BB+ by S&P, all with stable outlook, has mandated banks to arrange a series of conference calls and fixed income investor meetings starting tomorrow. A potential US dollar denominated 5-year reg senior unsecured sustainability bond issuance may follow. Moreover, Australia's 3-year bond yield fell below the central bank's policy rate for the first time since September 2016 to 1.50%. The RBA has kept its cash rate target at a record low 1.5% since August 2016. RBA minutes showed policymakers were of the view that rates should stay on hold due to a divergence between labour market growth and a slowing economy. The average spread that investors can pick up holding Asian high-yield corporate dollar bonds over investment grade fell to 388 basis points, the least since June 2018, but far from the low of 231 seen in last year. India's rupee is headed for a seventh straight day of gains as global funds continue buying the nation's assets ahead of national polls. Sovereign bonds await 109.3 billion rupees of debt sales by states. Thank you and have a great day.